you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
NBA card tonight. Plenty of games to kick around. You know, I have it in my head. We have the Warriors playing at the Knicks tonight. I have it in my head because Curry went crazy that one night at the Garden. It feels like it was only a handful of years ago when he scored 50-plus. I went back and looked yesterday. Oh, man. That was in 2013. He was 11. I watched the game. It was on national TV. He was 11 of 13 from downtown. He had 54 points. That was his first 50-point game. The Knicks actually won the game. So because of that, and I watched it, I'm like, well, Curry goes nuts at the Garden every single time, right? Well, not exactly the case. He's played 10 career games at Madison Square Garden. His median points, 26. His average is 28.1. He does have that 54-point performance. He's also only had two other games with more than 30, and he had a 13-point game against the Knicks on top of it. He also broke Ray Allen's all-time mark for career threes back in 2021 at the Garden. But tonight, the Warriors are laying 4. Playing pretty good basketball.
Yes, they are.
I know that in that second half, they got run out against the Nuggets, but other than that, they've been pretty solid.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, this might all just be foreplay, and it's Denver-Boston. It's much ado about nothing in the finals. But they've won 10 of 12. You get Chris Paul back, right? Kuminga's been great. And then we'll see the status of Brunson and see what happens with the Knicks. You know, and I love this Knicks story here, but a deeper dive, and I know they have guys injured. They have really struggled against teams above 500. Mm-hmm. The Knicks are 12 and 22. Yikes.
Now, how about that?
Against teams with a losing record, they're 23 and 2.
That was like the Cavaliers before last night. The Cavaliers were 24 and 2 against
that's
teams
right.
below
that was
500.
I know. I know.
So lost the game in double overtime. How about the Strus prop last night?
Oh, that was hilarious. 9.5. You got to get in double overtime to get it.
It was the most bet prop at BetMGM. Uh-huh. Okay, of course, and that's how it goes over.
Yep, they're playing well. Don't be a moron, put more on it. I gave out over win total before the season, then I added some 42.5. I just think the way they're playing and the schedule, and I gave up on them. I thought they were dead. And like Brian Geltzeiler said at a Bay Area radio station, that it's over. But still, the task here where you're probably going to be an 8 or a 9 seed and you're going to be playing for your life, you know, if you lose collected jerseys, it's still going to be a tough. I don't recommend any futures on this team, but it's been a fun turnaround. They're playing well. Clay coming off the bench.
That was the best move. Yep. And there you go. Again, right? Clay Thompson could have one of the biggest egos in the world, one of the best shooters of all time in the NBA. He's won 4 titles. And he knew it. He thought it was over with. And Kirk came to him and was like, look, how about going to the bench? And look at the way Clay Thompson is now playing off the bench. That's how you should approach it. You don't need to sulk. You don't need to be a crybaby. He's been really, really good off the bench. And that's now a new dimension with bringing him off like that, because he can catch fire at any time. And now Chris Paul, I don't know how the Paul thing's coming back. I don't know how that's going to help it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised to see the opening number at 3, but then the Brunson stuff kind of sticks out as well, and now it shot up to 4.
I mean, you're coming off a game, too, where you needed a call to go your way to beat the Pistons as well. So until they can get these guys healthy, it's a fade brigade.
Yep.
Now, their great performances have been Philly going back. But that's it. Okay, what do you want to do with the Hawks? I like this with what I'm seeing so far out of Murray.
I know. I already bet him.
All right, good. Couple things. Trae Young could be out for the year. Also, this could be Trae Young could be done as an Atlanta Hawk. Maybe they trade him in the offseason. Keep an eye on this, how well they're playing. Do the unders continue, and do they cash tickets? Because you couldn't play Murray and Young at the same time.
Yep.
So far, so good. If you lose, you lose. This point spread is outrageous. Then again, they went into my pocket, and they got me good Monday. The only good showing the Nets have had was that fluke win where they ran out Memphis from the get-go.
Right.
And Memphis has been tough in every other game. I mean, they have the lead in the fourth quarter in the second half at Minnesota last
year. Sure. Night. I have the Nets at 8-26-1 ATS their last 35 games. That's the struggle. It is real. So they opened up a 2-point favorite last night. I bet the Hawks immediately. You were gone the other day. Mm-hmm. I had them against the Jazz. The Jazz are in a funk. More on that in a second. And I like the angle here. My prediction is the Hawks are going to start to take off now because of no Trae Young. This is going to be subtraction. Addition by subtraction, and DeJounte Murray props are probably going to go to the moon because watch what happens again when you don't have two ball-dominant guys playing at the same exact time. It was a bad trade that they made. Hasn't worked out, and this is my prediction for the Hawks, and I got to be on this team now moving forward. And as for the other team that they beat the other night, I was surprised by this opening number, and now it shot up. The Magic were 4.5, 5 at some spots last night. They're now 6. This morning, they are 38-21 ATS. That is 64.4%. That is the second. They're almost first, but they're second in the NBA in terms of covering numbers. They're 18-8 ATS at home. The Jazz are 12-17-1 ATS on the road, and they're 1-6 ATS the last 7 games. They are going the exact opposite way since the trade deadline, as one would expect.
Mm-hmm. But this, I can't believe they got me good Monday, 111-86. Then, of course, they get routed by Orlando the next night. Every game's Nets have been getting blown out, with the exception of when they played San Antonio and then that fluke Memphis result as well. So I'm with you on Atlanta, and I would expect them to continue. And not for nothing, this does it. I mean, you can put the baby to bed if Atlanta wins this game, meaning they're at least in the play-in, and the Nets won't be able to catch. They'll be 7 up then.
Yeah.
7-8 up. So for bye-bye. That's not going to happen. But
I got to be honest. I find a bunch of these games intriguing tonight. One of the late games, right? The Heat, they're playing at the Nuggets. It's a rematch of the title game from last year.
Seems low. TNT here.
Well, how about this now? So it opened 5.5, down to 4.5. Tyler Hero is questionable. The Nuggets are on a mission of mercy since the All-Star break, like we talked about. That's now 4 straight covers since the break. But the Heat, you flip it, they have 8 straight covers. They're 7-1 straight up in that span, and they're 10-1 ATS their last 11.
Yep.
So they're playing great ball right now.
Well, it screams that there could be sitting people, right?
Yes, absolutely it does.
Maybe Joker sits, Murray, a couple guys could sit for Denver on the back-to-back. And Miami has been great. Tough call.
If this is a full goal for the Nuggets, I would have to be on Denver tonight.
Yep, no doubt. They're right there for the one seed now. What a race that's going to be. We know it's going to be the top three. Just what's the order going to be with OKC, Minnesota, and Denver. And can LeBron do it tonight? I don't know. Will he even play? But LeBron goes off 34 in the win. He needs 40 points to get the 40,000. They play the Wizards tonight. They play Denver Saturday. They play OKC on Monday. Maybe even if he plays, though, it could be blowout. I mean, boy, I love your bet. Oh, this Wizards team. I'm serious. I don't want to. The Wizards might win a game. That's it. I can't see the Wizards winning 11 games. That Detroit Wizards bet, who's going to win more games? You're already even Steven now.
Yeah, and by the way, the Wizards, the Wizards are now minus 170.
Oh, wow.
It flipped like that.
Right. Yeah, well, Detroit been showing heart and fight and guts.
Sure. So I'll give you another one tonight. The Thunder are taking on the Spurs. This is in San Antonio. OKC, they're laying 11. The total is 236. OKC is the best team covering numbers in the entire association. They have met twice this year, Paulie. OKC was a 10-point favorite at home on November 14th. The final, 123-87. Okay, one game. Well, fast forward 2 months, on January 24th, OKC was a 9-point favorite at San Antonio. The final, Thunder 140, Spurs 114. They take this team out twice so far. Small sample size, I get that. But it's around the same point spread. They have eviscerated this team in two meetings so far. Bad matchup, call it what you want. The Spurs are terrible anyway, other than Wembanyama. They don't have much to work with, obviously. And the Thunder are just a machine.
Oh, is Von Tobel in his 30s?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know the next time I'm going to talk to him. Maybe it's tomorrow. But I want to ask him of what... This is all he knows in terms of watching this type of NBA. And the NBA's never been better.
Did you see the story on ESPN?
What's that?
Scoring's at an... What can they do to fix it? Why would you fix it?
Ah, out of their minds.
What the hell is this?
Go listen to the Hoop Collective podcast. Windhorse and Bonteps and McMahon did an excellent job on this. Put a game on from the 80s and see if you watch a half court offense. Watch how bad it is. 80% of the guys on the floor are standing around.
Oh, it's
it leads me to this, though. One GM told Tim McMahon that Wembanyama can be the best defensive player of all time. All time. Also, what today's NBA is like, Chet Holmgren has 150 blocks and 100 threes, and he's shooting 40% from three.
Yeah.
This whole, you have to guard the whole floor.
Yeah.
The league has never been better. These guys, if you can't shoot, you can't be in the league. In the 80s, only one guy on a team could shoot
that
from
was
outside.
It. Yeah, maybe you had a threat off the bench.
Yeah,
maybe.
Everyone's an assassin. Mm-hmm. These seven-footers are knocking down threes.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.